It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
In one accord. Our memory verse is taken from Psalms 133, verse 1. Behold, how good and how pleasant is it for brethren to dwell together in unity. God loves unity. Wherever he finds people uniting in his name, he will show up. You can see a good example of this in 2 Chronicles 5:13. It came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, "For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever," that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord. In the above passage, as the trumpeters, singers, and musicians all sang as one, God's presence came down like a cloud and filled the temple. God loves it when his children worship him in one accord. This is why Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18, verse 20, "Where two or three people are gathered in my name, there I will be." At the upper room in Acts 2, the Bible says that when the people were in one accord, the Holy Spirit filled the room with a sound like a mighty rushing wind. Wherever believers are gathered in unity, God will show up in his glory. Today's Bible reading tells us that when brethren come together in unity, it is like the anointing oil that was poured on Aaron's head, which went all the way down to his feet. Do you know what that means? It means that it is only when God's people are united that the anointing can flow amongst them. Without unity, the corporate anointing will not flow. The reason many churches are not experiencing the power of God amongst them is that they are not united. Where there is gossip, strife, and backbiting, don't expect the power of God to flow. These vices are not of God, and so God cannot be where they exist. 1 Corinthians 12:12 says that we are all different parts of one body. If the hand is envious of the eyes and the leg is keeping malice with the head, how can the body function effectively? When we become united in our local assembly and in the body of Christ as a whole, we will see great miracles amongst us that will amaze the whole world. If you are a pastor reading this now, you should ensure that all forms of strife amongst your workers and or members of your local assembly are resolved today. Action point. Call a member of your local assembly and say, "I love you with the love of Christ."
We hope you've enjoyed listening to the Open Heavens devotional today. For more details, please contact RCCG Praise Palace Northampton Church on pastor@praisepalace.org.uk or visit the Redeemed Christian Church of God Praise Palace at Briar Hill Community Centre at the Spring, Briar Hill in Northampton.